Chapter 354. Prohibition of mourning beyond 3 days for women. 1774. Zainab bint Abu Salama Raziullah Anhuma said, I went to Umm Habiba Raziullah Anha, the wife of the Prophet, peace be upon him, when her father Abu Sufyan bin Harb Raziullah Anhu died. Umm Habiba Raziullah Anha sent for a yellow-colored perfume or something else like it, and she applied it to a slave girl and then rubbed it on her own cheeks and said, By Allah, I have no need for perfume. I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying from the pulpit, It is not permissible for a woman who believes in Allah and the last day to mourn for the dead beyond 3 days, except for the death of her husband, in which case the period of mourning is of 4 months and 10 days. Zainab said, I then visited Zainab, daughter of Jash, Raziullah Anha, when her brother died. She sent for perfume and applied it and then said, Beware, by Allah, I don't feel any need of perfume, but I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying from the pulpit, It is not permissible for a woman who believes in Allah and the last day to mourn the dead beyond 3 days, except in the case of her husband, for whom the period is 4 months and 10 days. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. The period of mourning the husband's death is 4 months and 10 days, while ordinarily it is 3 days only for others. The reasons behind mourning the dead husband is, firstly, the purification of womb. Secondly, it is a mark of respect for the relation and love between the husband and wife. The scent which was used in the two incidents reported in this hadith occurred after the stipulated period of mourning in ordinary cases, that is 3 days. After the expiry of the mourning period, the woman is allowed to resume her routine. The hadith mentions the man's right over his wife after his death. It also shows the importance of conjugal ties in Islam.